Wisp Sports Radio, the voice of women in sport.
Thank you for downloading Tucker Center Talks. This is season 2, episode 13. You're listening to Tucker Center Talks, a podcast from the Tucker Center for Research on Girls and Women in Sport at the University of Minnesota and a co-production with Wisp Sports. I'm your host for Tucker Center Talks, Dr. Nicole Lavoie, director of the Tucker Center. In this podcast, I'll talk to an amazing group of women, the Summer Tucker Team, which consists of our summer gender equity interns and the Pam Borton Fellow for the Promotion of Girls and Women in Sport Leadership. Now, before you hear from them, I want to say that our internship program is one of my favorite initiatives of the Tucker Center, as it fulfills our mission of research, education, and outreach and making a difference in the lives of girls and women in sport. And this is our 11th year of our internship program, and I learn so much from our interns that it energizes my work for the rest of the year. So I'm grateful that we've all had this opportunity to do a virtual internship. Yes, we have been doing our work virtually and social distancing properly. I felt strongly that the show must go on in this pandemic and that we continued to do our internship. So I have to say, while it's not as good as being in person, it certainly has been a great experience to take this thing virtual. Now, if you want to learn more about our internship, you can visit our website at tuckercenter.org and read all about our internship program and what our past 11 years of interns are doing now. And I would encourage you to do that because it's an amazing group of young men and women. And my goal in doing this internship is to mentor and lift up the next gen of leaders, advocates, scholars, activists, and change makers, not just in sport, but in all domains, and to give them exposure on how to work in a world-class research center and work as part of a collaborative caring team. So our approach to research in the Tucker Center is that we start with the problem. What is the problem, and how do we collect data that we think will solve that problem and move the needle? We don't just do research for the sake of doing research. We begin with the end in mind, which is making a difference in the lives of girls and women in sport, as well as their families and communities. So each one of our interns are going to tell you a little bit about themselves and what they've been working on the last 7 weeks, which is a lot. If you saw our project list, it's fairly impressive. And we are going to go in order by last name in alphabetical order. We have four interns and one summer fellow. So that means, Sam, you are going to start. So each intern's going to say who they are, where they're from, where they're going to school, and then tell us a little bit about the work that they're doing. So Sam, you get to be the leadoff batter. Take it away.
Awesome. Hi, I'm Sam. I am a rising senior at the College of St. Scholastica. Like Dr. Lavoie said, I am a summer gender equity intern here. So we know that we have a lack of women in coaching and a lack of allies for these women. So this summer, I spent some time looking at allyship programming across the nation in the world of sports. I looked in three categories: racial allies, gender allies, and LGBTQ+ allies. What I found through my time creating this database is not only do we have a lack of allies, we are also lacking a true definition of ally in sport. And I was fortunate enough to meet with people from some different organizations and discuss why we might think this is and just add that to the database to help further the mission of women in sport.
Thanks, Sam. I guess, Courtney, you're up next.
Yeah, my name is Courtney Boucher. I am the current Pam Borton Summer Fellow. I'm also a PhD student at the University of Minnesota studying under Dr. Lavoie. And this summer, I've been looking at the same problem Sam has in the lack of and current stagnation of women in the coaching profession, but I'm looking at it from a little bit of a different lens. So the project I'm working on is, how do we understand current hiring practices in college athletics, and how do those practices play a role in the lack of women in sport leadership positions? So by studying who's doing the hiring and who's being hired can help us create real change and ultimately and hopefully increase the percentage of women coaches.
Thanks, Court. Let's see, Cece, you are up.
Hi, I'm Cecilia and I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I am a rising freshman at McAllister College. I am also another one of the summer gender equity interns. And this summer, similar to both Sam and Courtney's focus, I am working on two projects surrounding women leaders in athletics, specifically elite women soccer coaches and women coaches of color. The first project focuses on the stigma around and the public presentation of elite women soccer coaches in a male-dominated setting. And the second project focuses on the limited number of women coaches of color and the relatively few studies and academic literature in this area. The outcome for both of these projects will hopefully refute the common narrative of women being uninterested in coaching and instead answer and bring to light the organizational and societal factors that influence women to coach or not to coach.
Great, and I would be remiss if I did not say that Cecilia is a returning summer gender equity intern. She was part of the team last summer and she was our first high school intern. She was so exceptional that I couldn't pass up hiring her, and she did such a good job and had a good experience and wanted to come back. So we welcomed her back to the Tucker team. So she is a second year veteran of the Tucker team, as is Courtney, who is our second year summer Pam Borton fellow. So we do have repeat interns at the Tucker team, and that is really amazing because they get to go deeper and have a different experience in year two. So Paige, I think that leaves you.
Hi, my name is Paige Richmond and I am from New Bedford, Massachusetts. I am a recent graduate of UMass Amherst and I'm excited to begin my Master of Public Health program at the University of Minnesota this fall. This summer, I am a gender equity intern at the Tucker Center, and I am primarily working on two projects looking at women in sports leadership, similar to everyone who has already discussed their projects. But this is incredibly important with the current shortage of women in coaching. We know that coaching is male dominated, but these projects will really help us better understand the current climate in coaching so that we can learn how to combat this issue and make sports leadership more inclusive of women. So I'm working on a project that investigates coaching turnover patterns using data from the last 7 years. So we're looking to see if there are any patterns in terms of gender, age, sexuality, and many other factors. I'm also laying the groundwork for a new line of research that investigates the effect of benevolent sexism on women in coaching. So there's established research on the effects on women in the workplace and corporate leadership, but very little on its relation to coaching specifically. So we're excited to kick that off.
Yeah, thanks, Paige. And well, everyone is summarizing in a couple brief sentences the work that they're working on. What is really cool about all these projects, and we'll hear from our last intern in a minute, is that they all complement and extend the existing work of the Tucker Center. What I've found with our work is that we're much stronger when we fly in a V like geese. We can go farther and longer and make a bigger difference in the landscape of sport for girls and women if we're having multiple projects looking at the same problem from different perspectives. So while some of these might sound similar, they're all sort of taking a different piece of the problem and trying to solve it from a different perspective. So let's hear from our last intern. Greta, take it away.
Hi, I'm Greta Sirik. I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota. I am a rising junior at Middlebury College in Vermont. I am working on two main projects this summer. The first is the Women in College Coaching Report Card, which gives a letter grade to each sport, institution, and conference in the NCAA based on their percentage of female coaches of women's sports teams. This report aims to increase the percentage of women in the coaching profession, provide an institutional accountability mechanism, and foster national dialogue on this issue. And then my second project is an environmental landscape survey on how to coach girls. We know that most coaching girls modules reinforce gender stereotypes, so we're looking to see who is doing what in this field and next steps.
Thank you, everybody, for giving a really good soundbite on all the great work that you've been doing. I can tell you one of the things that they have all done that you can check out yourself is each intern has taken a week and done a social media Tucker Center takeover, hashtag TC takeover. So check out our Instagram or Twitter, both are at Tucker Center, and see some of the great content that they've created. And we're in our last week. Paige has got the TC takeover this week, so be sure to follow that and tune in. So from your perspective, all of you, what is the one big sticky idea that you learned this summer? And I'm going to start with you, Court. What is the one thing, if someone asks you, what are you going to take away from this internship? What is the sticky idea?
Yeah, something that you taught me early, but has been reaffirmed over the summer and will continue to be reaffirmed through my studies is we let the data tell the story. And we are a research center, and that's kind of the biggest sticky idea is we do the research, we collect the data, and then we can draw conclusions from there. But we let the data tell the story.
Yes, we do. And we're really good at it. And we're going to keep getting better because data matters. Science matters. Paige.
So it is pretty difficult to just choose one sticky idea because I know I've personally grown a lot throughout the summer. But I would say the biggest sticky idea I learned was that everyone has a brand. You can either, you know, take control over it and have that brand accurately represent you, or you can have the brand, you know, not be totally in line with what you're doing. So the importance of brand management, whether that be on social media, LinkedIn, et cetera, that's been a huge takeaway.
Great. Thanks, Paige. Cecilia, what's your sticky idea for the summer?
Yeah, so very much like what Courtney and Paige said, both data telling the story as well as your personal branding. The biggest sticky idea for me is the easiest way to recruit women coaches, according to the data, as Courtney said, is to ask. Just ask. Just reach out. So that is my sticky idea.
Excellent. Yes, derived from one of our research studies we did a long time ago, actually, but it still rings true today. Just ask. Same thing with voting. We know from data that when you ask and invite people to vote, they will more likely to vote. So that is going to become relevant in 98 days. And so we would like to invite and ask everybody to vote. It's important. It's part of being a citizen in a democracy and is your responsibility. So vote and ask women to coach. Okay, Greta, what's your sticky idea?
My sticky idea is to get that data, you need to listen. And we want to ask and then listen to the experiences and the narratives of girls in physical activity and women in coaching positions.
Absolutely. Great. Sam?
Mine pretty much falls in line with Cece of the data told us the story that women at all levels want to coach and we just need to ask them.
So in the Tucker team morning meetings, we've been meeting Monday through Thursday every morning to check in on all the various projects we've been doing. And we've learned a lot about each other. We've learned a lot about girls and women in sport. And we always have a question of the day. And some of them are serious and some of them are silly, but I would encourage anybody listening, if you're trying to build a really good team culture, that you always take the first 5 to 10 minutes to check in with each other, because doing work and doing research and letting the data tell the story is important. But in when we're all in this digital virtual world, it is possible to create a team environment even when you're staring at each other on a computer screen. What would be the most surprising finding? You've all been working on multiple projects, but what is the most surprising piece of data that's emerged for you? And let's just start with Paige. Let's start with you.
So I'm still in the process of getting the data together for the coach turnover project, but as I was going through and cleaning some of the data, one of my assignments was to look at coaches in unknown status and see if their status had changed since the another researcher had looked into them. And I found it quite surprising how many of these coaches who are in very visible positions, you know, after they're turned over, they're nowhere to be found. You can't find much info about them anywhere. So I'd say that's quite surprising to me.
Yeah, these are Division I NCAA head coaches. They're very in prominent, visible positions. And some of them, when they turn over, whether they're fired or retired or move on, they just literally drop off the face of the internet earth. And we can't find them. And that's surprising in this age where digital information is quite prolific. Cecilia, what is your most surprising thing that's emerged for you out of your projects?
For me, one of the projects I was focusing on, as I said earlier, was sort of exploring why women of color, there's so little studies out there. And so I think the biggest, like, surprising piece of data I saw was just how little academic literature is out there for women coaches of color, especially women coaches of color in professional sports. And sort of as I was going through that process, considering the question of how can we change that? How can the Tucker Center change that? How can affiliated scholars change that?
Yeah, it is pretty shocking. And those that know this body of literature will not be surprised. But for those that don't know, we, of all the literature around women in coaching, very little of it is comprised about women coaches of color. And that does exist is usually around Black women. We know really very little about other ethnicities of women coaches. So there's a gap there for sure. Greta, what's been most surprising for you?
So as I said earlier, one of my projects was this environmental landscape survey on how to coach girls. And what was really surprising to me is that there are tons of modules on how to coach girls, but none on how to coach boys. And one that creates a norm that coaching boys is the norm, is the regular, and we need to change things for how we coach girls. And it also creates the stigma that boys don't really have much to learn from coaching when there's a lot in terms of how coaching can benefit the lives of boys as well, just as it can girls.
Yes, and for those listening, if you want to be really shocked, just Google books on coaching girls and see what you get. And then Google books on coaching boys and see what you get. And that will be very telling in terms of how we do create this norm around boys, and how girls are the exception. Okay, Court, what has been your most surprising finding this summer?
Yeah, so I'm working with Greta pretty closely on this year's rendition of the Women in College Coaching Report Card for all Division I. And this year, as a little teaser before it gets released, we looked at more than just head coaches this year. So I think it was really interesting and surprising to look at the pipeline kind of as a whole and the whole staff composition for all women's teams in Division I NCAA athletics and see how that pipeline changes through position, through age, through sex, and how those variables intersect with one another. So there's a lot of surprising findings coming your way soon.
Oh, a teaser. Yes. The full report of all Division I coaches and all coaching positions is coming your way soon. So Greta and Courtney have been working really hard on presenting that data in new ways. And I can't wait to see what they come up with because they've been hard at work. Sam, what has been the most surprising thing for you?
Yeah, so my most surprising thing falls somewhat in line with Paige's and Cece's of just having a gap in a lot of the topics that I was looking into. I was an assist with Paige on her coach turnover project. And I called her as we were trying to find where the coaches went. And it was like, this is incredibly hard. How did all these coaches, some of them were the most winningest coaches in their conference and seemed to just evaporate. And that falls in line also with, I looked with Greta, we looked at why women aren't taking coaching jobs. And we also found a major gap in the literature. So pretty much every project I worked on, we found a major gap in the literature when it applied to women and girls in sport.
And that leads to a really important point when you're doing research, is you have to know who's done what. You have to do a lot of reading. So the first couple of weeks, we spent a lot of time reading. What is the current literature? What exists? And what are the gaps? And that's one of the things we try to do in the Tucker Center, is find the gaps, but then try to get the data to fill the gap, but the gap that will help us create the most social change. So there's a lot of gaps we could pick, but picking the most, I don't know what the right term, the most punchy gaps, right? The biggest bang is what we try to do. And so I am really excited to get some of this work out the door and to share it with the public, but we wanted to give you some teasers here. So let's end with this team. Is what advice would you give for future interns that want to come in and be part of the Tucker team? What advice would you give them if they're listening to this podcast? And I'll just let you go in random order. So when you want to go, just come off mute and jump in.
Okay. So as Dr. Lavoie said earlier, this is my second year as a gender equity intern at the Tucker Center, and also my second year while still in high school. I recently graduated high school. So the biggest piece of advice that I would give to someone interested in applying to the Tucker Center for an internship is just go for it. Just go for it. Especially geared towards high school students. Just go for it. If you're interested, just see what happens. For me, I was never sure until I got the internship that I would get the internship, and it's because of Dr. Lavoie's belief in me that I got this internship. So just go for it. And the other piece that I would give is, it's okay to not know all the answers. This is supposed to be a learning experience, especially for my age, since I am, again, younger than the rest of these wonderful women up here, or in this podcast. So it's okay not to know all the answers. It's a learning experience.
One of my favorite internship stories is Cecilia's story, is how she found the Tucker Center internship. Was she was watching PBS and was watching one of our documentaries. I believe it was Game On, Women Can Coach. Is that right? And
yeah, with her mom.
And her mom said, you know, you've got to watch this. And I think this is all the stuff you're interested in. And she loved the documentary and then got online and Googled the Tucker Center and found that we had an internship, but wasn't sure we'd take high school students, and she went for it. So here's my piece of advice to people listening, is you never know who is going to cross your path, but pay attention to the things that light you up, that speak to your passion. And Cece did just that. So okay, good piece of advice number one. Who's next?
On a similar note, I am not a kinesiology or psychology major at Middlebury. I'm a neuroscience major, and I stumbled upon this internship on the Tucker Center website, just looking for some type of internship having to do with research. And I'm an athlete at Middlebury, and I have a passion for equality in female sports, but I had never really been immersed in this literature and academia before, but decided to try it out, and I loved it, and it was so fun to just immerse myself in this new field of research and something I'm really passionate about. So like Cece said, go for it, even if it's not your typical field of study. And also, I just want to say, this has been so much more than just a basic research internship. It's been a true professional development experience in terms of LinkedIn, webinars, learning to manage this new Zoom landscape of work. It's been really fun.
Thanks, Greta. And that's one of the things that I'm really proud about, is if you look at the backgrounds of our history of 11 years of interns, they've come from all different majors in college and academic backgrounds, and they come to, you know, use this internship as a stepping stone for whatever next steps that they may want to take in the world. So, okay, who's up?
Yeah, to bounce off Greta a little bit, it's a very collaborative internship. And as you said, we have a very diverse set of backgrounds in terms of what people study, and ultimately what binds us together is we're passionate about changing and impacting the lives of girls and women, their families, their communities through sport. So I think the biggest piece of advice is come ready to learn, but also come ready to teach and share ideas, because it is very collaborative. Yes, I'm a PhD student, but I learned so much from undergrads, from Cece, who's just in high school, obviously from Dr. Lavoie. And I think that Cece says she doesn't know it all, neither do I, and neither do any of us, but we're all just learning together. And in this process, it's been a really fun summer.
Yes, it has. And one of our mantras in the Tucker Center is nobody knows everything. All right, last pieces of advice from Paige and Sam. Sam?
Yeah, so I fall in line with everyone else for sure. I'd say apply. Going off what Greta said with professional development, that really starts in the interview process. I wouldn't say it's a grueling interview process, but you have a couple different interview slots. And so that's just really good practice to be building off each interview. And then when you get into things, you just keep working on professional development. And that's something that I know I'm really grateful for. And then I would also say, if you're listening to this podcast or you're watching a documentary on PBS and that's what ignites you, look through the Tucker Center. There's so many resources on their website. Look into it more. If it still ignites your passion, then you know, take your stats class and your research methods class and start getting familiar with some of the systems, and then you'll just be ready to go.
Okay, or you could just call Courtney because she's the research methods teacher guru in this group, as she's teaching in the School of Kinesiology as a teaching assistant. So just call Courtney. Okay, Paige, bring it home for us. What advice would you have future interns?
Yeah, so I just want to reiterate what everyone has said. I totally agree, but just a few additional pieces of advice. Don't be afraid to ask questions, be confident, and don't stress. This is designed to be a learning experience, so it's okay if you don't know how to do everything when you first start.
Yes, and I say this often, and I probably should say it more, is there's a couple things in life that I know for sure, and one of them is I don't know everything, and I try to pass that along to my team and my interns. We are going to wrap up with this episode of Tucker Center Talks. I'd love to hear from you, so tweet us at Tucker Center, at With Sports, or me directly at Dr. Sports Psych. Check out our website at tuckercenter.org and follow us on Facebook or Instagram. You can find the show notes with links and resources for this episode at withsports.com. Look for the Tucker Center Talks tab, where you'll find more conversations from the world of women's sport. Thank you for listening and helping us turn up the volume on women's sport. And I would certainly encourage those of you that are interested in our internship to check out our website or contact me directly to learn more. That's a wrap for season 2, episode 13 of Tucker Center Talks. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. I'm your host, Dr. Nicole Lavoie, signing off to make a difference in the lives of girls and women in sport.